This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inshallah, continuing with our series this year in the month of Ramadan, Harmony, exploring the theme of family within the Quran. We talked about it yesterday as an introduction and an overview of this topic and its significance and its importance within Islam, and particularly from the Quran. The way that I'd like to approach this particular theme is to approach it chronologically. And what I mean by that is that inshallah we'll be starting with Adam alayhi salam. So after pulling all the different examples of family engagements, family dynamics, family interactions within the Quran, and laying them all out, I then tried my best to organize them chronologically, starting with Adam alayhi salam and then going on from there to the best of our ability. And so beginning with Adam alayhi salam, the very first example of family dynamics and family interactions that we're going to talk about is, of course, the very first two human beings that existed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about them in the Quran in Surah An-Nisa. Ya ayyuha an-nasu taqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the very first human being that Allah created is Adam alayhi salam. And then Allah created the partner, the spouse, the wife of Adam alayhi salam, who we know as our mother Hawa, Eve. And then Allah brought Adam and Eve, Adam and Hawa together, and from them came the entire progeny that we know today as humankind. And so all of humanity, all of humankind goes back to Adam and Hawa. Now, there are many different things that we can look at to study, to learn from that particular dynamic of husband and wife, the very first two human beings, the very first couple, the very first marriage. There's a lot of different moments that are shared with us throughout the Quran that we can look at. There's one in particular that I thought was a little more unique and that I thought would be more beneficial for us to look at today. And that is highlighted in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, ayah number 23. In Surah number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 23, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about a moment where Adam and Hawa do something together. Allah says, قَالَا, they both said together, رَبَّنَا, our Lord, our Master, O Allah, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, we have wronged ourselves, we have sullied our souls, we have harmed ourselves, وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا, and O Allah, if you do not forgive us, and you do not have mercy upon us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then indeed we will be totally and completely ruined. We will be in utter loss and ruin. What we see Adam and Hawa doing here together is something that we take for granted, something we're very familiar with and we take for granted. They're making dua. They're making dua together. But while we might take that for granted, it's actually something quite remarkable and profound. And the lesson that I wanted to extract from this example here tonight, and what I would like to share with everyone here, is that this is highlighting something that spirituality, iman, wal amalu salih, right? Our faith, our belief, our iman, good righteous deeds, spirituality, amal, practice of the deen, of the religion. This is not a hobby. This is not a pastime. You know, when we talk about relationship dynamics, we talk about marriage, there's a lot of different ideas and thoughts that are thrown around. People will sometimes talk about having things in common. But at the same time, on the other hand, we'll also hear opposites attract. We'll talk about it all the time, that it's okay for two people to have different tastes in food. Somebody, one person likes to eat something, the other person likes something else. They have different ideas of what they like to do for fun, with their free time, on vacation. They have different, totally different kinds of hobbies. Somebody likes to go hiking, somebody likes to play video games. Whatever. Even something as silly as they have different tastes in movies. And that's okay. That's not a big deal. And we talk about having maturity and growing and maturing to the point where we have the ability, the versatility, the flexibility to be able to get past those minor kinds of things, and we can still realize, you know, a relationship and overcome whatever minor differences there may be. But understand that spirituality, religion, salah, Quran, that is not a hobby. That is not a pastime. Oh, what do you like to do in your free time? No, nothing. I just like to, you know, go shopping or whatever. Oh, he likes to go to the masjid. That's his hobby. What do you like to do? You know, what are your plans, you know, for Ramadan? Oh, you know, she reads a lot of Quran. I like to do different kinds of things. No, that is not it. That is not accurate. Our iman, our amal, our salah, our Quran, our relationship with Allah, spirituality is not a hobby. It's not a pastime. And one of the reasons why there is such, you know, destruction socially, that we are witnessing the complete disintegration of the entire institution of family, and marriage is completely crumbling, not just outside. Let's not just point outwards at the non-Muslims, oh, their marriage is completely dead. No. Even within our community, within Muslim societies, and I'm not even just talking about where Muslims are a minority, you can go to the parts of the world where Muslims are the majority, the adhan is being called out loud, Islam is all around you, that marriage is crumbling there. The institution of family is disintegrating. And one of the big reasons for that is the glue that holds people together is our relationship with Allah, our belief in Allah, our devotion to Allah. Because that's the thing. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes taqwa. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would conduct a marriage ceremony, when he would officiate a wedding, the Prophet ﷺ, you know what he would talk about in the khutbatun nikah, the actual like official sermon and the public address that he would give when officiating a wedding? The thing that he would talk about the most, the thing that he would repeat over and over again was taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. The consciousness of God, having a relationship with Allah. Because if two people have a relationship with each other, there's inevitably going to be a moment where one will fail the other. Where they will have different issues. They will not be able to work things out. They will not be able to reconcile. They won't be able to overcome their own personal issues and their differences. But if they have the fear of Allah, the consciousness of Allah, a connection with Allah, a relationship with Allah, that's the ultimate glue that binds them together. That's the bond that can never be broken, that can never be separated. And that's what's so important. And that's exactly what the Prophet ﷺ was talking about in numerous narrations. I'll share just a couple of them, where the Prophet ﷺ, he said in an authentic narration, رحم الله رجلا, may Allah have mercy upon the man, قَامَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, who stood up at night to worship, to pray to Allah. فَصَلَّى وَأَيْقَضَ إِمْرَأَتَهُ, and then he wakes up his wife to pray with him. Because that's not a hobby. That's not like him playing video games. Come play video games with me. I don't want to. That's okay. That's an acceptable answer. But come worship Allah with me. And so the Prophet ﷺ is saying, May Allah have mercy upon this man who woke up to pray and during the night, and he prayed and he wakes up his wife to come pray with him. فَإِنْ أَبَتْ نَضَحَ فِي وَجْهِهَا الْمَاءَ. And then when she's struggling to kind of wake up, then he sprinkles a little water on her face to help her wake up. All right? Try that at your own risk. All right? As opposed to that, this is going to happen in every home tonight. Rahimallahu imra'atan. May Allah have mercy upon the woman. قَامَتْ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. She woke up to pray during the night. وَصَلَّتْ. And she prayed. وَأَيْقَضَتْ زَوْجَهَا. She wakes up her husband to pray. فَإِنْ أَبَاهِ. If he's having trouble waking up, نَضَحَتْ فِي وَجْهِ الْمَا. She's probably going to do that even though he's already awake. She wakes up after him and still does it. Right? Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said so. Okay? Why not? So that's spirituality. And that will strengthen their marriage. The Prophet ﷺ in this beautiful narration in Abu Dawood, he says, إِذَا أَيْقَضَ الرَّجُلُ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَصَلَّيَا أَوْ صَلَّى رَكَعَتَيْنِ جَمِيعًا. That when a man wakes up to worship Allah during the night, and he wakes up his wife, he wakes up his family to pray with him, and then they all pray together. كُتِبَا فِي الذَّاكِرِينَ وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. In another narration, it says, كُتِبَ مِنَ الذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَّاكِرَاتٍ. Allah talks about a group of people in the Qur'an. And one of their qualities and characteristics is that they remember Allah abundantly. And Allah says Allah promises them paradise. Allah has guaranteed them Jannah in the Qur'an. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying that if you wake up to pray during the night, and you wake up your family with you to pray with you during the night, and you all pray together, worship Allah for a few moments together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes you down as that group of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. And in the month of Ramadan is no better time. There's no better time than the month of Ramadan to implement this within our lives. To change the culture within our homes. To change the dynamic of our marriage. There's no better time. Because during the month of Ramadan, the hadith tells us, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ يُوقِدُ أَهْلَهُ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. That during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, when the Prophet ﷺ used to worship Allah throughout the night, he would wake up his family to worship Allah with him. Let's change the dynamic. That let's make sure that we also implement spirituality within our relationships, particularly within our marriages. That spirituality is our foundation. So the connection to Allah is the core. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us here within the Qur'an through the example of Adam and Hawa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be connected to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be connected to Him as couples, as families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us together on the basis of a relationship with Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our connection to Allah, spirituality and taqwa, the foundation of our marriages, the foundations of our homes, and the foundation of all of our relationships. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.